Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here today, Thursday, early June. I hope you're all having a great day today. And we're getting a little bit of rain here in North Carolina, but I think probably the whole East Coast is right now. It's kind of nice. I like spring rain. Today we're going to have a show that's going to kind of, we're going to talk about passion. We're going to talk about kind of inspiration and creativity and how to kind of ignite that within yourself. And we've got my guest today is Rosemary Evangelista, who was inspired at the age of 62, or maybe a few years ago, so maybe before she was 60, to kind of follow her passion. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how she did this, and how she kind of, at that, you know, kind of time in her life when a lot of people are feeling like, okay, I think I'll sit back and kind of just smell the roses, kind of jumped in and created a online magazine called Women Empowered Magazine. She's been the publisher of that for several years, and it's a global magazine. It's magazine for inspiration, and you can all find out more about it on www.we-magazine.com. Subscribe to it, and you will begin to get it, receive it. She's going to tell us a little bit about what's in the magazine and her own journey. So, Rosemary, it's so nice to have you here today. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much, Sherry, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
And, So, my dear, you are our inspiration for today. So, how old were you kind of when you decided to start the magazine?
Well, let's see, it'd be about 5 years ago, so late 50s.
Yeah, late 50s, which, as I know, is not that old.
No.
It's not old at all. But it's great because, you know, as we kind of get a little older, and when I say that, I mean even people in their, even I've seen in their 30s and 40s, we kind of begin to, and even younger, it's kind of funny. You know, we think it's about age, but it's not. It's really about kind of our mindset and our consciousness, because so often we kind of tend to feel good at something and not very good at something else. And taking risks in any way, whatever age we are, is sometimes a little bit daunting for people. They don't, you know, we don't want to fail. We don't want to kind of get into something and find out that we kind of don't have what it takes. And so we kind of play it safe a lot. So, Rosemary, tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get involved in this, and what kind of inspired you to go ahead and start this magazine?
Well, for me, it's been a long journey, and I just want to touch on that point of age not really being a barrier. You're right, it's a mindset. But I do remember, depends on where you are in the age scale. 62 isn't really old, so any time that you have find your passion, mm-hmm. and you know that this is what you want to do, there is no age barrier at all. But I've been searching for a long, long time, trying different things, and you know what, they just didn't feel right. And obviously, because they didn't feel right, I wasn't successful at them. So I started working for a couple that started the magazine, actually, about 8 years ago. And started working for them, and within a year they just say they weren't going to do it anymore. I thought, no, you can't. You can't stop, because I love this magazine, and the response was phenomenal. And I realized I finally found what I really, really love to do. So I took the plunge without too much planning, because I only had 2 weeks' notice. And I've learned a lot since then. So I compared the starting when I first took over the magazine to where we are now, the journey of the caterpillar to the butterfly.
Yeah, certainly, I imagine. And at that time, was the magazine, when you took it over, was it similar to what it is now? Or have you gone through a lot of your own kind of ideas and creativity with it?
Absolutely. It was in print, and that was part of the learning lessons to get it to where it is today. Actually, back then, the ability to do an online magazine as a flip page, so you had like a virtual magazine, that
Yeah, I remember that. We're going to get right back to Rosemary in just a minute. I've got a couple messages here from Brian telling me that I've got a caller on the line. Brian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christine from California. She's on the line. Welcome to Intuit University.
Hi, Christine. Are you there? Christine? Well, here, Brian, we'll let you kind of, maybe she'll call back.
Okay. If you're there, if you're within the sound of our voice, give us a call back, Christine. Yeah. We'll put you right through.
All righty. So right back to Rosemary now. So, well, tell us a little bit about your life before you were involved in the magazine. Did you have interests that were like in this way? Did you enjoy writing? What were you doing before you started with the magazine?
Actually, it was mostly in sales, different things. I sold makeup. I've sold satellite dishes.
Oh, wow.
You know, Tupperware.
Wow.
Been there, done that. But nothing was as fulfilling until I discovered this. And I've never published a magazine before. Mm-hmm. I had a bad experience when I had a partner. And from that experience, I decided I was going to produce my own brochure. And that was actually the beginning of that journey.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes. I've never taken any graphic design courses. I've just taught myself everything. I've listened. I've learned. I've observed. And just got myself to where I am now, not through any formal training or anything.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, I guess, you know, we were talking about passion a little bit. Did you feel a passion about this before you got involved in the magazine, or was your involvement in the magazine and then it kind of came to you where you felt like, yes, this is what I want to do?
Once I started, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so previous to that, you weren't really kind of feeling that led necessarily, you weren't necessarily a writer or...
No, absolutely, because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I'm thinking, I'm getting older. What am I going to do? What have I contributed to you know, to my family? What have I contributed to, you know, other people? Because my greatest joy is helping other people. So once I found this magazine, I thought, oh, what a perfect vehicle to use to help other people.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I have people who I work with every day who tell me kind of the same thing. They tell me that they are, you know, they want to do something like that. They want to help people. They want to get involved. They want to feel a part of something bigger than themselves, and they kind of don't know where to go with that. They have a lot of ideas. They could do this, they could do that, or sometimes they have no ideas. They just feel, I don't know enough. I have, you know, some kind of things that in the past maybe I like doing, but I don't know how to translate that into a job or into a career or into an activity. And, you know, one of the things I think, and this kind of plays out for you, is that, well, let me ask you this before I make this assumption. When well, we're going to take a break in just a moment, but think about this. This is what I'm curious about. Before you got into the magazine, before you kind of jumped into that, what, I mean, I imagine that maybe you what led you to even look at the magazine, to kind of even consider doing that?
because I was still looking.
All right, so it was really just the search. You were kind of searching,
yeah,
and that kind of popped up in some way?
As soon as I was introduced to it, I knew I had to be involved with this magazine. I just knew it.
Okay. I got to ask you more about that, because that's a crucial point in this for people that are looking to create something. And my gut feeling is that we're probably talking a little bit about synchronicity and the law of attraction with mm-hmm. you, maybe without even recognizing that. We're going to get back to this. I do have a caller on the line who I'm going to get to as soon as we're done the break. That's Catherine. I'll get to you as soon as we're done the break. You're listening to Sherry Dillard. This is Intuit University. We're talking to Rosemary Evangelista, who is the publisher of Women Empowered Magazine, www.we-magazine.com. She's got some offers, too, if you subscribe to the magazine. Any new subscribers to the magazine will receive a 28-day plan to transform your life by Dr. Nicole Bird. And all you have to do to that is just go to the website and subscribe, and you'll get that. Sounds like a good deal, actually. 28-day plan to transform your life. We're going to take a break in a moment. I am Sherry Dillard at you can check me out at www.sherrydillard.com, and we will be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. And we're talking today to the publisher of We, which is Women Empowered Magazine. We're talking about inspiration and passion. She's got a couple offers, which I'm going to mention again right before our next break. So stay tuned, and we'll give you a little bit more information about what Rosemary is offering you today for listening and then subscribing. I'm going to take a call right now from Catherine. Brian, you there with me?
Yes, I am. And Catherine, welcome to Intuit University.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. I hope my question fits into your talk today. I was wondering if you had some thoughts on, I'm trying to transform my social life, which sounds very trivial, but the stage of life that I'm in, I'm just finding it really, really difficult and doing all the right things. So both,
transforming your social life?
And romantically. So if you have any thoughts on that.
Did you say especially romantically?
Well, both. I mean.
Oh, okay. I did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just take a look, and then I'll let Rosemary kind of also maybe just give her thoughts about kind of transforming socially and all. But let me just look intuitively and see what we get with you with Catherine.
Okay.
All right. Well, what I'm seeing, Catherine, for you is that, you're in a kind of a transition time right now, as you already know. And it's, you know, the good news here is that I feel like, and this is really good news, is I really feel like you've taken some time to really kind of know who you are. And I feel so much strength with that. Your self-awareness has increased. I feel like, the thing is, I keep hearing from your angels too, is that you have to know and believe that this true self that you are now so much in contact with and vibing to in such a wonderful way is going to attract exactly the kind of people, and obviously romantically I'm going to talk about in a minute, but in general, the kind of people that are really, going to be supportive of you at this time in your life. You know, I do feel right now that you're doing all the right things, I have to tell you. I mean, I feel like you know yourself. I feel like you're getting out there with interesting things. I feel like you have a really nice, open, receptive energy to you. Let me see. This is June. Let me see what's going on then. All right. Well, this is kind of interesting. You know what I keep hearing is that it's important for you right now to kind of take more of the lead, even though I don't feel like you generally see yourself in that way. In kind of like inviting people out yourself, looking in opportunity, you know, wherever it will be, wherever you find yourself, to kind of go up to people and make contact. Your energy right now is so strong, and there's so much more leadership, I feel, with you than maybe what you're aware of. And taking that leadership into friendships now, into socially, into kind of really maybe even starting something in your home or attending a group. I actually want to say maybe even starting something, that inviting people or putting it out there in some kind of group meetup or something that will kind of, you know, you're like the queen bee calling the honey to you, you know, like kind of really take that energy that you have that's so really wonderful right now and realize that you're going to have to spread it out a little bit, invite people into it. All right, let me look quickly at romance and then we'll go to Rosemary, see if she has any tips, advice, but let's see what we get there for you. You know what? You got some good energy happening. You know that? You really do. You really do. I'm glad to see this. You know, I'm feeling good about this for you. I'm feeling that I want to say within the next 6 to 8 months, you're going to have somebody in your life. I don't get a lot of dating for you, I have to tell you, though. This feels like being out and about, almost, I want to tell you, almost like in a bookstore or something like that, something where there's more intellectual or thought energy happening and kind of meeting someone in that kind of way or someone who's interested in that. It feels like it's going to be a relationship that's going to have a lot of good ideas, communication, that kind of thing. But I want to tell you it's on its way. I would say just kind of keep getting out there the way you've been doing, it's gonna happen. It's not that you're really right on track. Just have sometimes things don't happen as quick as we want them to, but it's all kind of in queue for you, I have to tell you. You've done some good work, Okay. All right, Rosemary, any tips, any advice for kind of getting yourself out there socially?
I think one of the things, whether it's socially or finding your passion, is to stay positive and appreciate any little things, any positive things that come along, because there'll be days and times, as everybody knows, that you're going to feel, discouraged, why bother? But stay focused on those things and stay connected with people, because it's the people that when you also get those down times that can bring you up in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. All right, Catherine, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
you. Go out there and have fun and create it. I mean, be the leader in it. You're like the Pied Piper right now. The Pied Piper of fun. All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Yeah, it is true, isn't it? It's, kind of being with people in any way that we can, and having especially that kind of positive energy generating just attracts
absolutely
so much to us. And, before we went to the break, I was asking you a little bit about how you got involved in the magazine. And I was saying that, I've got a lot of people come to me with that same kind of question is, I'm not feeling connected to what I do. I know there's something else for me, but I just can't seem to find it and make it happen. There's an interesting metaphysical, spiritual kind of thought, belief around this. In part, what that is that, holding our intent, having an intent of what we desire, we don't have to necessarily be incredibly specific about that. Like, it has to be this or it has to be that. It doesn't sound like you were doing that. It doesn't sound like you were saying, I have to help people in this way. But knowing and holding that energy of intent that, I do want to be in this world in a different way and I'm ready for that. And then I think what you did that I really advise people to do but you did very well, was to kind of allow yourself to be led and to follow up on what comes into your life, even if at the time it doesn't seem necessarily very significant,
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think sometimes, like you were saying about having that specific thing, that detailed idea of what you want to do, sometimes if we hold on too much to that, we may be holding on to something that really isn't intended for us. And then when it doesn't happen, we get so disappointed, like, I'm just going to give up. But you have to stay open to anything people that come in your way, because
right.
You never know where that passion is going to come from.
No, you really don't know. And in my world, intuition always plays a big part in this too, because intuition is internal in the way that, when it connects to passion, it's about what lifts your heart, what gives you that little tingle of energy.
Yes.
Or that rush of like, I've got energy, this feels right. It's almost like you can lose a sense of time, and I bet you probably do that, I imagine, but you probably get into your work, and I imagine it must take a fair amount of time to be putting out a magazine the way you're doing.
Yes, and I'm actually working on the deadline right now for the June issue.
So really? So you put it out once a month then?
No, right now, all I can handle right now is doing quarterly. The goal is to get out monthly right now. So June and then September will be the next issue.
I see. Okay, well, that does make sense, because I imagine that putting that, especially because it's gotten quite large, your readership, hasn't it?
It has. I've got readers like in South Africa, the UK, Australia, Puerto Rico, all over the States and Canada. So it's pretty encouraging.
Yeah. Do you know how that happened? I mean, how did you do some outreach, or did it just kind of spontaneously happen?
connections. Connections. Oh. Staying connected to people and helping others. So, you know, I'm helping people that I've met, and some of them aren't even in the area anymore. And they, you know, just stay connected, and it's, you know, doing good for one person, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm. That's really true. We're listening to Rosemary Evangelista with us today. She is the publisher of We Magazine. I told you I was going to go over some of her offers again before we go on break, so let me do that real quick. For any new subscriber to the magazine, they will receive a 28-day plan to transform your life by Dr. Nicola Bird. The magazine, again, is www.we-magazine.com. If you sign up for that, you also have to use the code Sherry Dillard. That's SHERRIEDILLARD, because then she will know that you're listening to the radio show, and that's where the offer comes in. There's also a second offer of if you'd like to offer a new she'd like to offer a new advertiser a buy one and get one free ad plus an assessment wheel for women in business by Tammy Elliott for coaching and consulting. And again, that if you sign up for that, use the code Sherry Dillard, and she will tell you, Rosemary will tell you more about that if you do contact her. We're going to take a break right now, and we will be back in just a minute.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University on this lovely rainy Thursday afternoon here in North Carolina, which I really kind of enjoy. Kind of nice spring rain, early summer rain. We're talking to Rosemary Evangelista. She's the publisher of We Magazine, which is Women Empowered Magazine. We're talking today a little bit about intuition, passion, creativity, and I just want to give you a couple little intuitive tips here for kind of creating your passion in life, for finding that and putting energy into that. And before the break, I was talking a little bit about that inner intuition that, you know, if you've ever kind of, especially as kids, we have this where, you know, your parent or school, some, you know, there's all these different activities you can be a part of. You can try. You know, I tried everything. I did, well, not everything, but I took music lessons and I did a lot of sports and I did, you know, Girl Scouts and all different kinds of things like that. And a lot of those things were fun, but I didn't necessarily feel a really kind of strong connection to them. When I started swimming, I actually really kind of got a really, there was something different about it. There was something that kind of called to me about just that exercise sport as opposed to others. And I've been swimming since I was, oh gosh, probably about 7 or 8 years old, and I'm much older now, and I still swim. Right now, I've only swim maybe a couple days a week, but there have been times in my life where I've swam every day for years or pretty close to it. And the reason I've been able to keep that up is because of that kind of intuitive connection I have with it, where I just feel there's something in me that it speaks to that helps me to feel kind of centered and calm. And when we can find something like that in our life, when we can find a passion like that, and I found that in, obviously, in the intuitive work I've done, I still do, I found that in writing. And it kind of, despite the obstacles that come up or the people that family or whoever may not see you in that way, may kind of not see that you are, you know, that that's going to work for you. There's a lot of people that doubt that. And it's real important to kind of know that there's a spirit that we all have, a soul within us that knows so much more than we do and that has experienced certain things that it's come into this lifetime to express, that we may not in our conscious mind know it, but our spirit knows it and our soul knows it. And the way that that gets the message to us is through that tingle, through that intuition, through calling it into our life in some way. And I always tell people that if something's on your soul path, it's going to work. It's designed to work. It will, despite what happens, it will work. And if something's not on your soul path, if it's something that you have not really come into this lifetime to experience, to put much effort into, then it's going to be kind of an uphill battle, no matter how much we may kind of you know, want it or whatever education we pursue with it. When the door's open to something, when you feel that tingle, when you feel that connection, you got to go with it because it's like a fluid, it's like a river, and it has its own momentum. I'm going to talk again to Rosemary about this in a minute. I see Brian is letting me know that Christine from California is back on the line.
Yes, she is. Welcome to Intuit University, Christine. You are on the air with Sherry.
Hi, Christine. Hello. How are you today?
Hello? Oh, I'm good. Hold on.
Hello?
Christine? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Hello?
Hey, what's your question today?
Yeah. Oh, I sent my ex-boyfriend an email on Sunday because I'm opening the door to friendship, but he hasn't responded back yet. So I was wondering what's going on there. I mean, is he going to respond or not? Because I thought he wants to be friends.
Give me his first and last name, initials only. Just the initials.
S-S-B.
S-S-B?
Just SB.
Oh, SB. SB. Okay, let me see what we get with Christine and SB. Well, I think you already know this, dear. You will hear from him, but I have to tell you that I don't exactly feel like that's probably going to be like a good thing necessarily for you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stress involved in this connection, and I kind of feel like I know that you feel good. Like, I know the pull is there. I know that you feel that a little anxiety with not being connected to him right now, but. Oh, my dear, please take it slow with him, though, and take care of yourself in this, because I feel like this is one of these relationships that has a fair amount of up and down with it, you know, and some kind of push and pull, and it can be difficult. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure that this is going to have a lot of harmony in it. And I know that that's kind of what you really deserve and need, you know? Go slow with him. I do feel like you'll hear from him. I kind of think like he's holding off to kind of just torture you a little bit. And I feel like he might be a little bit not nice to you, too. So please be careful, okay?
Oh, so we won't get back together or anything like that.
Well, yes and no. I mean, yeah, you could, but I don't want you to compromise yourself to do that, you know? Don't compromise your happiness for that. I feel like, you know, you have to have yourself as your priority right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, dear. All right. You take care.
Thank you.
All right, Rosemary, who has inspired you?
Well, there's a lot of people. I guess the one that's really inspired me the most to stay encouraged and is Oprah.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Huh. Is there anybody that you've kind of featured in your magazine that might be inspirational for you? Or
yes.
That you, tell us about someone.
Yeah, there's a young girl who in her early 20s needed a heart transplant. And she, on her wedding day, she collapsed and spent her wedding night in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And that was in, I believe she got married in August. And her struggles, her mother said, to get a heart transplant, but she was such a happy, positive person. Always looked on the bright side, no matter what she was going through. And anybody that has any health issues, whether it's heart or cancer, whatever, you know the physical challenges that can wear you down, mentally and emotionally. But she stayed positive through all this, and then just before Christmas, she got her heart.
Oh, wow. Geez, that is nice. How's she doing now?
Well, we're going to thinking about doing a follow-up article on her to see how she's doing.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, have you seen in the news recently? I've seen it a couple times. There's a young girl, 10 years old, who's waiting for the lung transplant.
Yeah,
and I guess the judge has just kind of given more time for that, which I was really happy to see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what do you think? Kind of did she write the article or did you write it?
Well, staying connected with people, I have two people that have been working with me and stayed connected. And Kim Cartmell is the photographer, and she's also doing a lot of the interviews and writing articles.
Oh,
so
I see.
She interviewed her, and actually how we got to meet her was through Kim because her mom was coming for a photo shoot.
Oh, they got to talk, I see. Interesting. Huh?
And that's how we connected.
How did she maintain her positive outlook despite that?
I think because she's young and she could look forward to a lot of things. Her family was close to her, so she had that support. She also had a great fiancé that was so supportive.
Well, love definitely helps, doesn't
it? Absolutely, yeah.
Right, so she just kind of, I guess, and it was her choice, choosing to kind of focus on that, too, on the,
that's
yeah,
that's
those
big.
Kinds of
your
things.
Choice.
Yeah. We're going to go to a break in a minute. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit again about, I got some little intuitive tips here. I want to go over some to help people to kind of get started. We talked a moment ago about the passion and how that feels in your spirit and your soul energy and what it's come here to express. And I have to tell you, if you're feeling an urge to do something, to get involved with people, to help, to experience something that kind of, you know, just has that kind of like tingle in your body, your heart opens, you feel more aligned with something bigger than you, then that is your spirit, that's your soul kind of trying to get the message to you that there is something else for you. And please listen to that. You know, conventional wisdom might not completely seem to kind of be in line with that feeling. You might have a good job in terms of making money, or you might have a family you're taking care of that you wonder, you know, I can't possibly do something else because I can't, you know, not do what I'm doing to take care of everybody. And sometimes, you know, these things take time. Sometimes it takes a little bit of a journey to find that and to kind of completely 100% full-time be involved. But even a little bit step into that energy will start to transform your life. And that's the important thing to remember, is that when we follow that passion, when we feel it, when we step into it, we begin to transform into the energy that we're searching, that we're wanting. I'm going to talk more about this when we come back, and you're listening to Intuit University.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Everybody, you're listening to Intuit University, and my special guest today is Rosemary Evangelista, and she's the publisher of Women Empowered Magazine, which she has followed her gut, and she's taken one step at a time to the place where she is now, where this is a global magazine for women, which inspires women, and kind of helps, you know, get the message out there about how to create, how to put our passion into reality, into manifestation. Before the break, I was talking about the importance, which I feel so strongly about, of like listening to our spirit, those little nudges we feel, and putting ourselves out there. And, you know, I was thinking about it right before we came on, and I was thinking about, you know, before I started writing the book, Discover Your Psychic Type, which was my first book, I had for years been feeling this nudge to write a book. And for the life of me, I didn't know what to write about. I mean, I knew it would be about intuition, psychic awareness, spirituality, development, but I kind of didn't know how to put that out there. So what I did is I kind of just started writing. And for a full year before I actually even got the idea for Discover Your Psychic Type, every day I would write any kind of inspiration I had during the day, any insight I had, anything I learned through my clients. I would just take time, even just 15 minutes after I worked with people, to write down any kind of aha moments I had. And then from that book, when I look from all of that writing over the year, I look back on it and I realize that there was a message in all of that. And that's where the inspiration for Discover Your Psychic Type came from. And I bring this up because one of the things I think that's so important to kind of following your passion and creativity is to do something, you know, to kind of just get involved in some way, to jump into something, even if it makes no sense at the time. I knew, you know, when I wasn't writing anything because I was waiting for the right idea, I just was kind of stopped because nothing was coming to me. It was only when I jumped into something and decided just to write that it started to formulate. So sometimes we have to kind of get into something not having any idea exactly where we're being taken or even if we're going anywhere with it, but to just put action, put that spiritual energy, put that desire, that passion into action in some way, even if it's volunteering, helping others on your own time, something like that will kind of bring it. It's kind of like a call to the universe. The universe responds and says, oh, okay, you want it manifested. Okay, we'll let, you know, it kind of all falls into place at that time. And I think, Rosemary, when I hear your story about how you got involved in the magazine, it kind of sounds that way. It kind of sounds like you said you were kind of wanting to help others, and then the magazine kind of just surfaced for you. Is that kind of what you were telling us?
Yes, yeah, because when I was first introduced to the magazine, I was selling office equipment.
Oh, yeah. Were you really?
Not even close to what I'm doing now, but this is what I love to do now. And as you were talking, I was thinking of the different things and the different people that we've written articles about and how inspiring those people are. Everybody went through some kind of challenge or struggle. And those are stepping stones to get us to the bigger picture, to the place where we want to be. And mentioning, you mentioned about the gut feeling. Sometimes we want to second guess ourselves, you know, talk ourselves out of doing something when we should be going right for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's so true.
If I can mention this one, we're going to be doing an article very soon on a lady named Bridget, and she's a school teacher. She's not teaching now. She is suffering with cancer, and I think it's stage 4 colon cancer. So it's not looking very good for her, but she is still working so hard to get Mary's Meals. It's an international organization, I guess, to bring food and education to children. She's still working hard on getting in this area. So, you know, no matter what we're going through, there's always somebody else that has a bigger challenge, and they're still going for their passion.
Wow. Well, now that is quite an inspiration, isn't it?
I just get goosebumps thinking about her story.
Yeah, it does too. Me, when you said that, I really got the same feeling of, boy, wow, that's just kind of an amazing story that she's kind of really putting that energy into helping others despite her own kind of struggles right now. And I think you're so right. You know, I think that that's so true, is that despite our best of intentions and all the good hard work we put in, there does tend to be challenges along the way, you know?
There always will be.
Yeah, there always
will be. And if we can acknowledge that those challenges are going to be there, but they're also lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're guide points, too. You know, they're things that kind of trigger more confidence even when we get through it. And, when I was an artist, you know, I really made so many mistakes as an artist because I was a silk painter and a weaver. And I just made mistakes all the time. So I finally got to the point where I said, you know what? I'm actually going to just pay attention to my mistakes and take that as kind of to let it lead me, because I kind of like had it in my head, my brain, that wanted to do something, but instead of doing what I wanted to do, what I called mistakes was kind of just what was being shown me that was different than what I wanted. And when I finally kind of surrendered to that and stopped looking at it as flaws and mistakes and looked at it as kind of like inspiration and information and guidance, I tell you, it was kind of amazing what happened from that point. Things really opened up.
That's right. If we can look at those challenges or those negative things and turn it around into a positive, there's always something to learn and to grow from, and it makes us stronger. I know that there's that saying, if it doesn't, how's that saying go?
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Stronger, something like that.
Yeah. All right, yeah. And you said something earlier, too, that I wanted to kind of just go back to a little bit about, involving others. And I think along with that, it's kind of what I found really is kind of so, it just draws so much energy, is sharing your enthusiasm with others, too.
Mm-hmm,
you know, kind of just being able to, when we can express ourselves, and even if what we're doing is not necessarily, you know, there's nothing more charming and inspirational than seeing somebody who's kind of really excited from something, involved in it, and not just because it's successful, but just because they're able to do it. You know, I think that's so exciting when people are involved with something and it's more of an intrinsic kind of feeling of connection that bypasses whatever is happening in the external world with it. You know, it's kind of like it just speaks to us. And I think that's a powerful, powerful path to follow. We're just about out of time. I do want to mention again before we're done here, this is Rosemary Evangelista. She's the publisher of We Magazine, which is Women Empowered Magazine, www.we-magazine.com. Before we're done, I want to mention her offers. For any new subscribers to the magazine, they will receive a 28-day plan to transform your life. Just enter code Sherry Dillard, which is my name, so she'll know you were listening today. And also for anyone who'd like to advertise, this is a global magazine for women. Sign up and you will get one, buy one, get one free, and you will also get an assessment wheel for women in business. So check out the magazine by Rosemary. Rosemary, it was great having you here today. This is Sherry Dillard. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be subscribing. And it sounds like a great magazine. I'm going to share it with my friends too. My website, by the way, www.sherrydiller.com. Please check it out. You might want to sign up for my newsletter. I won't bombard you. I do put out a few every now and then, though, that give you a little bit more information. And I hope you're all having a wonderful Thursday, and I will talk to you all next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.